You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio the Baldwin County Planning Director, Matthew Brown. Matthew, nice to have you back so soon.
Great to be here on a beautiful rainy morning.
Oh, goodness, thank you. Did you have to drive from Bay Minette?
No, good.
I'm so blessed to have such a short drive, especially in this kind of weather. Speaking of distance and drives, as our county just continues to grow and grow and grow, y'all are coming to the end of the long-range land use plan. Tell us about that, what it means, and how residents can still participate.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lori. So state law requires Baldwin County in our zoned areas to have a long-range land use plan, and that's a plan that helps us evaluate future decisions about rezoning that come up and determine does this match with the county's long-range goals, our vision for our growth here in the county. The last update took place around 10 years ago, and so we are due for an update, and we started this process about a year ago. It's a lengthy process. It involves a lot of community input and stakeholder meetings, and then a lot of just analysis of what's our environment like, what do we have in terms of infrastructure, what do we see in terms of current growth trends, economic development, and things of that nature. So we are probably at the 75% stage of this plan right now, maybe even more, closer to 80. We're finishing up some of our final public surveys right now.
That residents can still go online and take that survey.
Absolutely. So our first two surveys kind of were some broad questions about themes and goals and priorities, and something that we really heard from the citizens of Baldwin County throughout the entire county. We had over 2,300 responses on our first survey. Was folks felt like there was that the rural character of the county was eroding. And we obviously know that we've enjoyed a strong economy, and a lot of that's due to because of our strong growth. So we're asking, is there a way to find a balance where we can continue to enjoy some of that strong economic growth while still preserving the rural character that we all love here in the county? And so we have our third survey out right now, BaldwinOurVision.com. BaldwinOurVision.com, and it really focuses on what do we in Baldwin County think of when we say something is rural. What type of how large of a piece of property are we talking about? What type of setbacks from the road would we expect in a rural area, to try and make sure we are kind of tuned into what the community's expectations are?
And I think the answer to that rural, preserving the rural, is what you're seeing happening, citizen-requested zoning.
Certainly that has a lot to do with it. We essentially have two processes in the county for development. There's more than that, but two main ones. You have a zoning process and a subdivision process. And we're unique in that a large part of our county is unzoned. And it's a citizen-driven process. So that means that in those areas, the citizens have not petitioned and voted to come under zoning. And in the Barnwell community specifically, there's quite a bit of development activity, and that has caused quite a bit of citizen interest in pursuing zoning. Now, it's important to note that about 10 years ago or so, there were several efforts to become zoned, and those were soundly defeated by the citizens at that time. But I think now folks are saying, well, hey, maybe we can have a lighter version of zoning that ensures that when a development does come in, we preserve our rural character, maybe with landscape buffers and setbacks and things of that nature.
And I want to go back to that topic, but before you said BaldwinOurVision.com, I just went to the Baldwin County website. Is there a link?
Absolutely. So from the homepage, we have a lot going on in the county. So I would, there it is right there, Baldwin Our Vision on the homepage.
Okay.
There, scrolling across.
Okay, so you can find it on the homepage. I see it. Very good. And then you can take the survey, and you have until, what did you say,
August 31st.
Okay. I didn't realize there were three surveys. We took one of them on the air. Mark and I like to do that when surveys come out. But I didn't realize when I saw another notice of a survey, I just thought, oh, we've already done that. So I'll be sure and take this one when we're not engaged in conversation. So getting back to the neighborhood development, the subdivisions, and the citizens, there was a major development, the Sherwood, that was recently defeated after a lot of public opposition, and it was defeated 4-1. That's the one, I believe, that had 166 houses on about 50 acres.
That's right. And
in the Barnwell area.
That's correct. Down in the Barnwell area, I think it was a 5-4 vote. Defeated there.
That's right.
And, you know, one thing, we understand that citizens are really passionate about their communities, and we really appreciate that. At the same time, we realize we need to start doing a better and better job of setting expectations in an unzoned area about what the legal parameters are in terms of what we can approve and can deny. And it, with a subdivision case, if it's unzoned, it's literally like a checkbox analysis. And if the developer has checked all the boxes that they've met the requirements, the strict requirements of our subdivision regulations, the Supreme Court of Alabama has said we cannot deny. And I can't really speak to this more, but the Sherwood case, we have gotten some notice of legal action on that. And you know, we're going to just have to sift through that process now.
Okay. And aside from that particular subdivision, maybe we need to change the strict guidelines, because there was numerous outcry concerning traffic congestion and water flow that would have affected other areas. Have y'all looked at changing some of your ordinances or requirements, just like the city of Fair Oak did that a couple of years ago?
Sure. So in the past 2 years, our zoning ordinance and our subdivision regulation have gone through numerous changes that have really enhanced and more so just really clarified some of our requirements to make sure that those are all being checked, that we're holding developments back from even getting on the agenda if they aren't meeting all those requirements. I believe strongly, I don't want to be arrogant here, but I think our team at the county has one of the most rigorous subdivision review processes in the county right now in terms of some of the highest stormwater requirements, wetland preservation requirements, and traffic requirements. But it, no matter what we have found, is it doesn't matter what your standards are, it's really the change in character that folks are really concerned about. And mm-hmm. then they go to these other things. I'm not saying they're not concerned about these other things, but they realize, oh, great, we're not zoned, so we can't talk about character. So they go to these other things. When an engineer has documented that, yes, this actually might reduce stormwater, and in the case of Sherwood, they were actually going to improve some of the fire protection down there by increasing the water flows down there, and yet that came up as one of the big complaints, despite the fact that they were actually going to be improving that. Mm. So those are the difficult things that to navigate in these situations. And again, we really respect the community's priorities in trying to navigate these changes.
This situation reminds me of what we then called the Fly Creek Apartments in Fairhope a few years ago, when there's no choice but to approve if, like you said, all the boxes are checked and they've met every requirement required by law, then officials have no choice but to approve, or they get sued and or, in this case, voted out of office. So that's a catch-22, a dilemma, isn't it?
It can be very difficult.
And now we have another one coming up. I saw on Facebook, and these folks are talking about coming up with zoning for Barnwell Fish River. This would be District 39, and they're talking about possible development on Pizzotti land off of 181 and 24. That is coming up on the Planning Commission agenda on the 1st of September. Tell us about that.
Sure. So this is another large subdivision. It is basically a stone's throw from the Sherwood development. It is on 181 in this case, again, in the Barnwell community. This will just be phases 1 and 2 that are on the agenda on September 1st. And then there's a phases 3, 4, and 5 that are projected down the road. So we are talking about a large number of homes. I don't have that memorized off the top of my head, but it's over 200.
It's too little.
And you know, we are getting a lot of public input on this one. Again, staff has been very, very thorough. We've heard from citizens already, and we're looking into those concerns, and then we're making sure the engineer is addressing those concerns to ensure all those boxes have been checked. And unfortunately, because zoning doesn't exist now, there's an effort underway by the citizens, but because it doesn't exist right now, we can't do a character analysis. We don't have that tool in our toolbox.
And this is South Bend Village.
That's correct.
They've got the proposed plans on here, and the print is just too fine, even zooming it to find out. But it looks like well over 100 houses.
Absolutely. Now, one really cool resource we have, I think this is a citizen Facebook page here, but if you go to our county website and then you go to the Planning and Zoning Department, so BaldwinCountyAL.gov and then the Planning and Zoning Department, we have on the left side of the screen something that says upcoming cases. You have to scroll down a little bit.
Right, I'm there. Upcoming case.
There you go. Upcoming items.
Okay.
And then we have we have a lot of upcoming items with different meetings that we handle, but you'll see if you scroll down, you'll see every upcoming item that we have, and you can click that link, and that link will take you to a folder that has basically every document that we've received from the developer that's useful for reviewing the plat, the drainage calculations or drainage narrative, wetland delineation, anything that like that that we've received on the development.
Yeah, when we see an agenda for a meeting, it's one page. When you click on that, there could be 100 pages attached to that one development.
That's right.
And that's what citizens need to really look at, probably before they start complaining, right? It says here, so we go to BaldwinCountyAL.gov, then click on departments, click on planning, and then scroll down until you see upcoming items. So we have the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting coming up Thursday, September 1st, 4 p.m. at the Baldwin County Central Annex. I don't think I realized you had two Board of Adjustments.
We do, one for the south of the county and then one for the, we'll say the north or central part of the county.
Okay. The Board of Adjustments, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So the Board of Adjustments hears zoning cases where someone needs to, I'd say, break the rules. And sometimes there are very valid reasons to break the rules. Maybe you have a piece of property and the back of the property slopes heavily and you can't really build on it. And it wouldn't really be environmentally sound to build on it. So they want to be able to encroach into their front yard setback by, 5 feet or something. Mm-hmm. So there's a setback from the front of the road, and they want to say, well, hey, instead of being 30 foot from the front of the road, can we be 25 feet? And that will mean we don't have to mess with the slope back here.
Right.
And the rules say that that's a hardship on the land, and they can request a variance. Now, a lot of folks request variances for all sorts of stuff. And
that aren't really hardships.
That's right. Not really a hardship, but the Board of Adjustments is a citizen committee that gets to hear those, and sometimes they're pretty generous, and then sometimes they're pretty strict.
And back to planning and zoning, yeah, I knew that the Sherwood development lost by one vote, but I had failed to recall 5-4, 9 people. Are those all citizens and appointed other than yourself, I would imagine?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Planning Commission is 9 regular members that are appointed by the County Commission. These are average citizens. They're volunteers. They dedicate their time, and it's a lot of time because of our caseload to go through these. And then in every new zoning district, they get a temporary member who has a 3-year term. So we actually have 11 members right now on the Planning Commission.
Okay.
With those temporary members and regular members.
Okay. Back to District 39, the Barnwell Fish River District 39. They just got, what did you call it, approval to start their signature process, or tell us about that.
That's right. So there's actually two down there, District 38 and District 39, who are both pursuing zoning. District 38 is west and south of 98, and District 39 essentially goes from 98 all the way to Fish River. District 38 has turned in all their signatures and will likely be getting scheduled for a referendum at the end of this year. So they're working through that process, is moving along. District 39, they just had their district approved. So now they've had their petition released to them. And so now they have to collect signatures. They have to get 10% of the registered voters. So that's about 100 or 275 signatures. And then if they can get those, it'll be verified. And then it'll be an election scheduled for zoning in that area.
And just like District 37 that was successful and also next door to all of this, they are now in the process of making their own rules for the zoning. Is that right? It is a citizen input process.
Absolutely. So if the citizens, an election will take place at the end of the year, if it's voted in the affirmative at that election, then the citizen committee will be set up to create then the rules that will apply to this new district. So it is confusing, understandably, that the actual creation of the zoning ordinance occurs after the citizens have voted to come under the planning and zoning jurisdiction of the county.
That's good, though. It gives them the input to plan. Right. I think that's pretty cool. They're not just voting for a cookie-cutter zoning ordinance. They get to actually contribute to what that's going to be. I was digging in my papers, but it's been too long ago for me to locate the Barnwell Historic District that was
probably the Barnwell Landmark District.
Thank you. It was right there on the tip of my tongue. What was that, and how does it apply to zoning? Why didn't it take care of some of this?
Great question, and boy, we've gotten so many questions about these as landmark districts have cropped up around the county.
Right.
So there's a state law that allows counties or communities to pursue landmark districts, and what that landmark district does once it's formed and they go through this process, it limits the ability of a city to incorporate that land, but it doesn't impact development, it doesn't impact zoning, it doesn't impact subdivisions. And I think that there was maybe some in the community who thought, oh, if once we get this landmark zoning, we're going to stop growth coming into our area. Only thing that stopped was the city limits encroaching into their area for the most part. But it doesn't impact what a developer can come in and do in that community.
It's all coming back to me now. You're right. It was so that it could not be annexed.
That's correct.
The city
That's
limits
right.
could not be annexed, but there's a deeper level there that I think may have been missed. Okay. So, do you have any other folks looking for landmark districts? Didn't Robertsdale or somewhere also do another one?
Those don't come through our department. They work directly with the legislative delegation. Mm-hmm. I think Stapleton may be looking into one. I know I've heard some discussion about that. I think there are a couple of groups out there looking at them as they go.
Okay. Those are all the questions I have on my list. You haven't pulled out your list yet. So what would you like to address? We're speaking, by the way, with Matthew Brown, Baldwin County Planning Director.
Well, you know, I tell folks all the time that we're just referees, and we all know the importance of referees in a great competitive game. You know, college football starting this weekend, the big games start in 2 weeks, and we all love the game, and we know for that game to be successful, you have to have referees in the process, and that means sometimes you're going to disagree with the referee's decision, and those referees are making difficult decisions, but they're important elements for the game moving forward. What we want is a fair playing field. We place a super high priority on making sure everybody's following the rules. No one calls my cell phone and gets a free pass. I tell people almost every day that, guess what? There's no rule in the rule book that says Matthew gets a magic wand that can give people a pass on something. So everybody follows the rules, and our staff's working hard to make sure that's happening. But we also have to understand that when we get excited about new businesses like the Novelist and the Mega Site and some of the other great things that are happening in the county, that the reality is there does have to be housing for those folks. We're bringing in these businesses, so there's a balance, so we're just making sure everybody follows the rules as that balance is sought out in the county.
Very good analogy on that. Makes a lot of sense, and I know it's a tough, precarious position for you to be in. I did think of one more thing. I noticed on Facebook there is a survey about Wi-Fi access for county residents. Tell us about that.
Sure. So the county adopted a strategic plan. It's kind of a high-level plan where there were strategies for planning, infrastructure, all sorts of stuff, and one of them was broadband. And so there's a broadband subcommittee with just some county team members on that, where we're The strategic plan was a goal to get reliable high-speed internet to every household in the county, I believe, by 2025. And so I think that this is a survey where they're trying to, again, highlight the points where we have the weakest infrastructure in the county and trying to find ways to incentivize providers for going into those areas. Our department's not directly involved with that.
Okay.
So I don't want to overspeak to it, but that's what that's going to be
of. Okay. Anything else that you want to mention I have not thought to ask?
Well, you know, when I got home yesterday, we live near Fly Creek now, and I noticed how muddy Fly Creek was. And so I think as everybody experiences all this rain, you know, if you see something where you think that it looks like something's going wrong, in terms of, wow, there's clearly some mud getting into this river or this waterway or this ditch, you know, that we do exist to look into those things to make sure construction sites have their best management practices in place. Let us know. We can't be everywhere all the time, so we do rely on citizens to tell us when there's some type of failure taking place. Report that to our department so we can get someone out to look at that. Of course, Fairhope is their own jurisdiction, but the unincorporated areas in the zoned areas, we have those requirements for construction sites as well.
Good to know. And what number would folks call or email?
So you can just email planning@baldwincountyal.gov. You can also just call the county main number, and I'm embarrassed that I don't know that off the top of my head, but that will get routed to our department and for the unincorporated areas.
planning@baldwincountyal.gov.
That's right. That email goes right to all of our email inboxes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Very
thank
informative.
You.
Baldwin County's planning director, Matthew Brown. Someone from Baldwin County joins us the fourth Thursday of each month on Community Contact.